This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin DJ and hip-hop pioneer Steve Galindo, also known as DJ Southpaw, will be remembered at a service tonight. The 47-year-old passed away while waiting on a heart and kidney transplant. KUT's Dalia Jones reports on Galindo's life and his influence on Austin's hip-hop scene.
Let me do this. I'm going to take everybody through the club. We're going to do this like this.
That's DJ Southpaw from a 2012 video. In it, he takes the viewer on a tour of the former nightclub Spiro's, where he regularly hosted DJ sets.
They handle the main bar. We're not open yet. Yes.
We're filming.
Originally from New York, DJ Southpaw began performing regularly in Austin around 1991.
He was just like this all-around guy who was accessible and nice, which is sometimes an uncommon trait for DJs.
That's Matt Sanzala, a hip-hop writer and promoter based in Houston.
He was a guy that pretty much anyone could turn to as far as like trying to get some advice, trying to get heard in a club, on the radio.
Sanzala met Southpaw in 1991 while the two were helping to plan a hip-hop showcase for South by Southwest. Sanzala says back then, Austin's hip-hop scene was, of course, smaller than Houston's.
Hip-hop was more fun here back then.
Sanzala says Austin was well-known for live performances, and Southpaw helped curate events at popular venues like the now-defunct Catfish Station and Spiro's Nightclub, along with shows at the Doris Miller Auditorium, which is located in the historically black and brown East Austin. Sanzala says the popular DJ also helped attract a more diverse audience to hip-hop shows in Austin.
In Houston, white kids weren't going to Fifth Ward to some club, whereas here, if the show was at Flamingo Cantina, Overlord would have a show with a funk band.
Southpaw also helped introduce Austin hip-hop to a wider audience with shows on several local radio stations, including KAZI. That's where he also popularized the term ATX, a play off of ATL, which is used in Atlanta's hip-hop scene. And Sanzala says Southpaw made sure he was doing all he could to promote local artists.
I feel like DJs who get on community stations and play commercial music are wasting the public's time. If you have that option to play the artists who are coming from your community, then you really should do that. And he did that effortlessly.
Southpaw even became a mentor to younger DJs and artists like Leon O'Neill, also known as DJ Hella Yella.
A lot of DJs from my era, we all came in together through college. He looked out for all of us, gave us music, gave us advice.
O'Neill moved to Austin in 2002 to attend Houston Tillotson University. In 2003, he began DJing, and later he met Southpaw.
He was always in a great mood. Like, you never caught him on a bad day. No matter what was going on, he always had a smile on his face, always cracking jokes.
But since the early 2000s, Austin's hip-hop scene has changed drastically. O'Neill says over the past 20 years, many of the venues where Southpaw performed closed.
A lot of it is just the venues are kind of scared of hip hop. I feel like they're kind of stuck in like a 50 Cent, Lil Jon era. They think everybody's going to get stomped out or they're going to shoot the club up. But it's not even like that anymore.
Bavu Blakes says Southpaw was a trailblazer. Blakes is a MC scholar and hosts rap performances around the city.
He was all over town, including downtown, before there was the downtown mainstream, you know, recognition of hip-hop culture and hip-hop music.
Blake says Southpaw bridged the gap between two eras of the capital city's hip-hop scene, the 90s and the 2000s.
You know, if you're in your low 30s right now and you experienced the first generation, that means you were sneaking out of the house or your parents worked at night, because that means you were in a club when you were 15, 16 years old, right? The point is he connects to all points of the continuum. And anybody who connects to all points of the continuum, you get to that point where you're an adult, you're an elder, you're more experienced, you have wisdom to share, and for better or for worse, you become a pioneer.
Visitation for Stephen Galindo began at 5 p.m. at the Mission Funeral Home. A memorial service in celebration of his life will be held from 7 to 8 p.m. Dalia Jones, KUT News.
Check this out. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Getting ready, getting ready, getting ready, ready.
getting ready. I say, girl, don't you do that. I say, girl, don't you do that. I say, boy, don't you do that. I say, boy, don't you do that. I say, y'all, don't y'all do that. I say, boy, don't y'all do that. I'm getting ready. We getting ready. Check this out. Talk that stuff now. Roll.